This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. William Tyler is a musician, a solo guitarist based in Nashville. He's been commissioned by Duke Performances to write a musical piece about the lingering legacy of the Civil War. The piece will feature 150-year-old photographs of the war taken by George Bernard and Alexander Gardner. Those photos were recently acquired by Duke University. William joins me now. Thanks very much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you are a Southerner.
Yes.
You grew up in the South. What was it? What's your idea of the South?
Yeah, I've grown up in the South. I've always lived down here. I have complicated feelings about everything, but especially now that a lot of people are moving here from other parts of the country and other parts of the world. I live in Tennessee, and I think Nashville and this area of North Carolina have a lot in common in terms of outsiders, and people move down here and they fall in love with certain parts of it, and then there's so much that, you know, needs to change and is aggravating and confusing. It's definitely was like a touchstone of something I wanted to try to work into this piece.
The northern interlopers accepting the parts of southern culture that they want and rejecting those that they don't.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the music and the food and the hospitality and like whatever. I mean, all the cliches, but obviously concurrent with that are the things that are totally confounding. Like, the history is incredibly painful, but I love it, and I mean, it feels familiar, and I can't really see myself living anywhere else, honestly.
So what's the story of the photographs that will be used during this performance?
You mean the background of them?
Yeah.
Well, most of them are from two very specific portfolios. One of them is by George Bernard, and another one is by Alexander Gardner. Gardner was one of the most famous Civil War photographers. I mean, he's probably like right behind Matthew Brady, and a lot of his photos are very iconic, and people will recognize them. Bernard is not as well known. The portfolio that we were calling photos from is of a very specific campaign, Sherman's campaign through Tennessee and Georgia that ended up being the March to the Sea, Sherman's March.
And we've seen some of these photographs.
Yeah.
We watch Ken Burns documentaries.
Exactly.
But is there something when actually being up close to them, being right there with them, that you see that you don't get when you're looking at these projected
sure.
on a screen?
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a really good example of that. There's a photo of Lincoln and a bunch of generals together that I think some people would recognize from something like Ken Burns. But to the right of it in the frame, there's this literally like a ghost image of a guy because the exposure time, somebody must have moved. And so there's this weird, you know, ghost. And it's like way more interesting than Lincoln, no offense to him. But visually, those are the kind of things that you don't notice unless you are studying details of the photos, which is something that very early on we got sort of obsessed with. There's a photo, and I can't remember exactly where. I think it's in the Norfolk Shipyard in Virginia. And it's a guy sort of propped up sitting in the ruins. And those photos are the ones that really haunt me the most. I mean, the photos of the death and all of that, obviously those have the most shock value. But one of the things that really haunts me about all these is this, you can tell that the South was this very rural place, and you're seeing all this destruction kind of weaving through this incredibly beautiful landscape. And a lot of that landscape hasn't really changed at all in 150 years either.
Will you play us an example of something?
Sure.
So how did you go about, in a piece like that, using these photographs, thinking about them, and kind of immersing yourself in these scenes of the Civil War, things that we don't often get to see, how did you integrate that into the types of music that you wanted to create?
During this whole process, I actually sort of took a sabbatical, which is something I've never done since I've, you know, started playing music professionally. I moved basically to Oxford, Mississippi, and lived in a cabin, and just decided to like totally immerse myself in just writing every day, and even if they were bad ideas, just document everything, write, you know, keep a diary, take day trips and make notes. You know, it's very strong down there, the vibe, in good and bad ways. And I think that's really powerful. It definitely informed the music and sort of the tone of the piece.
As you say, you've been immersed in this project for the last few months in the South, in the Civil War. Has anything changed for you and your perception of the war?
Well, I think that what I'm more and more perceiving about it is that, like, the period that we really focus on, and that these photographs are from as well, is these 4 years that the war was actually happening. And to me, like, the most fascinating era now is Reconstruction, because you just don't learn about it. And I don't know if that's just growing up in the South, but like I think it's just sort of like we just bury this whole part of what happened immediately after the war and how, you know, things were completely unfinished. And as soon as the Northern troops went back home, basically, the old system came back. Not slavery, but something that was de facto slavery and segregation and all of that. And this painful ongoing thing that's just, you know, we're still dealing with, basically. So one of the books that I read was about the 100th anniversary of the Civil War and how that happened at the height, really, of the Civil Rights Movement, or at least at the beginning of it, and how the weird sort of national dialogue was sort of ignored. Like, there were so many people trying to ignore what was so obviously going on in America at the time in relation to remembering this thing that happened 100 years ago. Like they were disconnected, which is totally insane and historically not, you know, accurate. But that's where the nation was, you know, 50 years ago. So have we progressed much since then? I mean, I'm not the person to answer that, but I think that this war and the way we remember it keeps changing and also hopefully keeps an important dialogue going on.
Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
William Tyler, the show Corduroy Roads premieres this weekend as a part of Duke Performances. You can find out more on our website, wunc.org. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.